You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Do you see any scenario, Rochelle Olson, where the BCA can conduct an investigation off the press conference day when Mary Moriarty and Keith Ellison are having a press conference saying, we want you to send info to this QR code. We want to hear from more people, even with the FBI and the direction of D.C. and the U.S. Attorney's Office saying, we're not going to... Are you okay? We're hearing a lot of breathing in the background there.
Really?
Yeah. With unwilling to share the information.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, look at, for example, January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, they used a lot of video footage to prosecute people, and that worked out so well that Trump pardoned them all.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, there's going to be so much video, and I think they have to try. So, yeah, I do.
Were you surprised they had the press conference today, and what was your feeling about the way they handled it?
Well, frankly, I was afraid you were going to ask me that because I have been on deadline since 7 a.m. this morning, so
yeah.
I haven't even had a chance to watch it. Surprised? Not entirely, no. I mean, we're also talking about two very progressive politicians, and I think, I mean, I'd been hearing from people, frankly, all over the country wondering why officials on the ground here weren't still trying to go forward with an investigation. We're just accepting that the feds were going to ice them out, I guess, basically. I was hearing from other people saying they should go forward with it. And I do think they have to try. I mean, for any sort of modicum of integrity, I think we all have a pretty good idea of what what the federal investigation's going to find, which is, I don't expect a prosecution to come out of that. So I don't know that they're going to get to that point with the Moriarty Ellison investigation either in terms of a prosecution, but I sure feel like they have to try.
They are undeniably what you said. They're progressives. They both have received a fair amount of criticism from folks who may be in the center or the right, but because you're busy, you didn't get a chance to hear. I think if somebody's objective, they would say they handled themselves in a detached, nonpartisan way today. You can think they have been in other cases. And I would say, I agree with you. But today it was, let's get information. We want
right.
to allow the people with the BCA who are professional at this, allow them to provide us information, and then a decision will be made. But that's when we get to the perspective. That's when we get to some centrists and some conservatives who look at either both or maybe more in particular right now, Moriarty, and don't have any faith in the way she's handled that office over her 3+ years so far.
Well, okay, that's a perspective for sure. And I was not using progressive as a pejorative term.
No.
Those are their politics, but they are
true.
Also
accurate.
They are also both experienced trial attorneys and I mean pretty good. I mean, Moriarty was a very good trial attorney. Ellison didn't try as many cases, but anyway, they know their way around the courtroom. They also are acutely aware of the moment, and I think, I mean, we don't know what other angles are going to come out about this
right.
In terms of the video. As you know, we've talked about it. I covered two trials for Derek Chauvin, both mm-hmm. for Chauvin and for the other three officers, and I saw that video. I saw that video dozens of times, and it's every time you see one of these videos, you see something new. It's not necessarily what you think the first time, and you get in court, and they start breaking it down moment by moment, and the same thing with the Dante Wright trials. Remember Dante Wright
Correct.
Was shot by Kim Potter.
Yep. Philando Castile, right?
Right. I didn't cover that one, but yeah. I mean, they just things aren't always the way they might. Your initial reaction, your initial feeling about them. Boy, once the lawyers on both sides get into it and break them down, and then you start talking about proof or the standard of when is use of force allowed? There's a different standard, for example, for each shot fired. Was she still a shot after the first bullet?
Yep.
Was she still a threat? That kind of thing. There's all sorts of legal standards in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of stuff they will break this down and spend months studying this stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's good that they've inserted themselves into the mix.
This is Rochelle Olson. Go ahead.
They're both fully capable of handling this in a very professional manner, and I would expect they would. I have no reason to doubt that.
Yeah, and as I've said, Jacob Fry hasn't tried to be detached in this. Like, right away, he goes, BS any self-defense. Jason Chavez today, not trying to be objective, called them murders. Donald Trump, not trying to be objective. J.D. Vance, not trying to be objective. Kristi Noem, not trying to be objective. Those three all have discernibly lied. I mean, Donald Trump will not stop. I mean, the idea that the officer was in the hospital or Kristi Noem, that the vehicle was stuck in a snowbank. J.D. Vance, absolute immunity. No, none of those are accurate. Now, because you've been on deadline, to Alpha News's credit, they earlier this afternoon acquired new video from one of the ICE officers. Have you had a chance to look at that yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's worth seeing. It absolutely is worth seeing because it's from ICE now. Is that outlet, has that outlet emerged as a factor? Absolutely. In most cases, are they sympathetic to law enforcement? Absolutely. But it's just going to add to the conversation. I'll give you my final. Absolutely. It is worth for you to see, and it backs up your point. Okay. There is mm-hmm. still so many other angles. There's still more information for us to learn. And just on the president right now, let's just be clear. He won that race last year decisively 7-0 in the swing states for two reasons in particular. Bringing the economy back, which, by the way, has not come back. We just added 50,000 jobs, which is a frightening low number. And then immigration. And on immigration on the border, it's been total victory for him. I mean, the numbers are staggeringly positive compared to Joe Biden. On ICE and illegal immigrants hasn't come close to the numbers that the president and his de facto prime minister, Stephen Miller, want. That's why they have been so aggressive throughout the country. Oh, no, not throughout the country, in blue states. and in particular right. in states if the governor has to speak out. Let me just say to the audience, if you believe the president is really out there and wants to rid the country of every illegal immigrant in this country, illegal alien, whichever phrase you prefer, why aren't undocumented? Why aren't they in Texas? Why aren't they in Mississippi? Why aren't they in Arkansas? No, of course not. They're only in states where the president didn't win.
Okay. Not surprising. I mean, he's a vindictive. He leads vindictively. I think, and does what he wants.
How do you think Walz has handled it this week?
I think he's handled it as well as could be expected. A really, really tough week for him. Really big week. He was in front of the media every day this week, except today, I guess. As you know, I'm not running for a third term. Announced that on Monday. Had another press conference Tuesday. And then he had this. And it's just been another sort of extraordinary, awful event here in Minnesota during his tenure. And I think he's done well. I mean, he's pushed back on the president, but not in a way that was demeaning or personal. I mean, he was kind of pleading on behalf of Minnesotans, I thought, not so much for himself. And he said a couple times, he said, well, I'm done now. So, you know, take us off your radar. Of course, that's not probably going to happen because that's not how Trump operates. But I thought he's done quite well. And I think he's even, I suspect maybe having dropped out of the race sort of, if you say loosened him up, but sort of allowed him to be himself more, that he's not so much worried about reelection and can kind of speak from the heart and gut. And I think he did that.
Last thing with about 20 seconds to go. Do you think Klobuchar told him to get out of the race?
I do not. I don't think that's really her style. I'm not sure it had reached the point where people were telling him to get out, but certainly people were talking about it, and he's well aware of that. I just don't think that's her style necessarily, telling people what to do. But was she ready for the moment? I think so.
She's getting in, you have no doubt, right?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I hesitate to say I have no doubt about anything, but
yeah.
I don't think she is so meticulous in planning and preparation that if she were not interested in running,
she
never would have allowed the speculation to happen.
Correct.
And that,
yep.
And so the fact that was out there immediately upon his announcement tells me she's in.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right.
Rochelle with us.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.